now live to the campus of Ball State University, a presidential address. Right now, Jeffrey Mearns is my guest. Technology working flawlessly. You are a genius, President Mearns.
Well, I've got good people to help me, and so it's good to speak with you and good to be connected. How are you this morning, Steve?
I'm great. Always better when I talk to you. We have a lot of things to cover, including another holiday coming up on Sunday. We all know your propensity to be injured on holidays. We'll get to that towards the end of the interview. I saw a note
that hurt.
Yes, it did. There's screws in your ankle to prove it. State of the schools coming up. This is the Muncie Community Schools, and you are one of the three listed as speaking May the 8th. Will you get 33% of the speaking time? How does that work?
No, I don't. Dr. K and Jim Williams, the board chair, will share a lot of the good news about the Muncie Community Schools, and I'll be there just to reinforce the message that all of us here at Ball State are proud of the partnership and look forward to continued success in supporting their very important efforts.
What would you say are the maybe one or two biggest positive changes at Muncie Community Schools since the state voted arrangement began?
Well, I think it's, if you give me a little bit of time, it's maybe more than one or two. First of all, the new administration, the school board, the wonderful teachers and staff, they've stabilized enrollment in the district. In fact, enrollment now is increasing for the second year in a row. That's the first time in back-to-back year enrollment increases in years, maybe generations. That has also then enabled the board to produce a balanced budget and reduce debt, which then, because of the balanced budget, the board has been able to increase compensation, particularly for the outstanding teachers. You know, for 10 years prior to the partnership, the teachers and staff in the Muncie Community Schools hadn't received a raise in a decade. And in just the first 5 years of the partnership, teacher compensation in the district has increased almost 40%, because we all know that what really will drive the success of the students is quality, dedicated teachers and staff in the classroom and in the hallways. And then that balanced budget has also helped the school to invest in renovating and upgrading facilities, several elementary schools. You've probably seen the new football stadium and the new track. You know, athletics can be for both a college but also for a school system the front porch of a school district. It sends a message about the quality of the instruction and the pride people have in the school. So, and that, you know, what they're doing is creating that virtuous cycle where good teachers and good facilities cause an increase in enrollment, which gives additional revenue to continue to invest in people and programs. So a lot of good things happening at MCS over the last few years.
Still on the subject of MCS, what do you think is the single largest challenge that remains in the Ball State overseeing the Muncie Community School system?
Well, I think it's a challenge that persists in our community. You know, many of the families here in Muncie continue to face significant socioeconomic challenges, and those challenges make it difficult for these families sometimes to meet the basic needs of their children. And that's why we need to continue to mobilize community support. You know, back when we embraced this partnership, we said this wasn't just about Ball State. This was about Ball State helping to mobilize a community-wide effort. And I'm grateful to our friends in the George and Francis Ball Foundation who've really contributed to that work. So we're all in this together to support the children in the Muncie Community Schools. And, you know, and if I can say, you know, just one last thing.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot more work to do. I've shared some of the successes, but because of those challenges, there's a lot more work to do to fulfill the fundamental commitment that we articulated, that I shared, you know, when we went down this pathway, which is the, you know, kind of the promise or the pledge that I made was that we were going to provide every child in Muncie with access to a high quality public education. And we're on the path to do that. And to me, the most gratifying part of this partnership, when I have a chance to speak to a parent or to a family member, and what they say and what I've heard on several occasions is that this partnership is giving them hope for their child, hope that their child has an opportunity for a brighter future. And That's why we're in this, and that's why it's so gratifying.
Ball State President Jeffrey Mearns, my guest Steve Lindell, WMUN's Delaware County Today. Mr. Mearns is a learned scholar, always does very well with our WMUN word of the day. I give him no advance warning. Deedle is the word today. Deedle is the word of the day. Please work it in somehow, some way before the end
How
of
do you
our
spell it?
D-A-E-D-A-L. I'll do it again like the spelling bee. D-A-E-D-A-L. Googling that
what
word
does it
now.
Mean?
Well, that's up to you, learned scholar. That's what I'm trying to impress upon our listeners here. Come on now.
I'm struggling with this one.
Well, you have Google on your computer right in front of you. Come on now. Have you ever considered?
I'm on my phone with you. That's what I have in front of me, and I'm on my phone. I don't want to Google it because I might drop this very important connection.
Skillful, artistic, intricate, adorned with many things. Okay, there's your definition.
Wow, you are really smart.
Well, I just read from the calendar provided by my brother for Christmas. It's the word of the day with President Mearns. Okay, now to SB 202. You very kindly talked to me about this shortly after it was dealt with at the state legislature, and I think last week, there was an article by the Ball State newspaper that seemed to indicate that you spent some time explaining your position on it on behalf of the university, and the paper seemed to indicate that you were somehow defending your position, which you shared with me a couple of weeks ago, saying that legislation was not much different than the way BSU has been operating. Did the paper get it right or wrong, and what do we need to know about SB 202?
Sure. So we had a board meeting last Friday, a board meeting of our Board of Trustees. And as is our practice, I get a chance to do a president's report at the end of the board meeting. And I used that time at the meeting to share my views about SB 202, as I had shared with you. I had previously done that on a couple of occasions at the University Senate, but I continued to hear questions from our faculty and staff. So I used that forum, and then my practice, Steve, is after the board meeting is to send out an email to campus, which goes to all faculty and staff. And so I appended the text of my remarks to that email so that they could understand my position. As you said just a moment ago, I mean, the basic point, the fundamental principle of having both cultural diversity and promoting intellectual diversity isn't new on our campus. We've already been doing both of them. And I shared in my comments several examples of how we're doing both and responded to some of the criticism that I've heard along the way. So I didn't feel the need to defend my position. I really felt it was important to explain in that public forum and then communicate it broadly, because I don't think I hadn't really shared all of my views previously with all of our faculty and staff. So I used that occasion to do it.
Our President Jeffrey Mearns on WMUN. We are March 28th live. The timestamp in the interview for those that podcast this at a later date. You asked for the definition. Leo Furlong, fifth grader at Burris, could probably pull off the spelling of Deedle all by Leo's self. How about the champion of the regional spelling bee there, huh?
Yeah, what an impressive young man. Leo probably not only could spell it, he probably would have known the definition as well. And so congratulations. You know, Burris is another one of the K-12 schools that we support here in Muncie, and proud of Leo. I'm sure his family is as well. I was a decent speller, but I don't want to take on Leo.
Okay. All right. Ball State University Foundation revealed the university's top 10 students from its third annual list there. None from Muncie, Yorktown, or even Delaware County. President Mearns, what a ripoff.
Well, so first of all, we select, the foundation and the Alumni Association picks a top 100.
Yeah.
And then at the event last Saturday, we celebrated the top 50, the top 25, the top 10, and the top 2. Boy, you know, I wish, Steve, I wish you or your listeners could be there to hear some of the remarkable things that these young people are doing. It's a very competitive process to be selected in our top 100, and certainly very selective to be selected in the top 10. And just so that you know, I had a chance to meet several of the students and their families.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And so we literally were celebrating extraordinary students from around the world. I met the parents of a young woman who was in the top 10 who lives north of Toronto in Canada, and they traveled down for the event. Then I met a family who traveled from Spain to come celebrate the success of our students. And to top it all off, I met the family of another student in that select group who had traveled all the way from Burma to come to Ball State, to come to Muncie, to celebrate the success of their child. So as you can tell, it's a pretty competitive group, so anybody should be really proud, even if they get into that top 100.
Ball State President Jeffrey Mearns, kind enough to join us on WMUN. One Ball State Day, the award-winning fundraising event, returns on Wednesday, April 3. Aside from a gigantic check, what can I do to help you, President Mearns?
Okay, well, we'll come back to that in just a second, because you could give a gigantic check.
Well,
but we'll come back to that.
You still haven't received the one that was intended to rename the Letterman Building the Lindell Building, but that one apparently is lost in the mail still.
Yeah, well, I told you I'd come by and pick up the replacement, so just let me know. I can come down there as soon as I hang up this phone. So, yeah, it's the 6th annual One Ball State Day, another great event created and executed by our partners in the Ball State Foundation. Our goal is to raise over $1 million once again. I think that'd be the third or fourth consecutive year. Now, here's the thing.
Okay.
You or anybody listening, you don't have to write a gigantic check.
Oh.
We count every gift of $5 or more. Every gift of $5 or more counts towards that total. In fact, one of the things, in addition to counting the dollars, we also count the donors, because we value the enthusiastic and energy and the participation of everybody. So here's what you can do, Steve,
okay,
to help.
All right.
One of the things you can do is you can come to campus. You can do some live broadcasts. We've got Dash and Splash in Llewellyn Pool at noon. I'll be handing out pizza to students at 12:30 on the plaza in front of Emmons. Oh. And there's another event. Emmons Plaza is the center of activities. And here's my offer to you.
Okay.
Jennifer and I have already committed $2,500 as a challenge match,
all right,
that the foundation will use to encourage other donors.
Okay.
I've got a special offer just for you.
All right.
Whatever you contribute on One Ball State Day,
okay,
Jennifer and I will match dollar for dollar. In addition to the $2,500 that we've already offered as a match, we will match any contribution you make dollar for dollar, no limit.
All right, put me down for 100 right now. I'll talk to Nancy when I get home, and she's probably going to make me feel bad and increase that, knowing full well that you, just on the radio, laid out your checkbook, as it were.
Yes, and you know, and you could add another zero to that 100.
Let me tell you something. Do I get a brick or something at the illegal NDOT roundabout that has a stop sign on campus? Can I get a brick or something?
We can get you a brick. If you make it 2,000,
oh,
I'll get you 10 bricks.
Wait a second. Come on now. What are you doing?
Look, your 2,000 turns into 4,000 for these outstanding students and our outstanding faculty and staff. It's for a great cause, Steve, and this is your chance to leverage my money.
You have not used the word deedle yet. By the way, the pizza that you're going to hand out, that pizza, is it going to be from the robot?
No, the pizza is deedalicious.
No, it's not proper. That is not acceptable.
I'm sorry, I tried.
That is not acceptable.
I tried.
Final update here on the devastating, horrific, blood-curdling injury. Dr. Joe Mashevitz, a former loyal professor at Ball State University, has his own injury of a shoulder. I told him that he should take you on for a tennis match before you are completely healed from that ping pong incident. Can you tell us what's going on?
Yeah, so today is exactly 4 months from the date of the surgery, not the injury, the surgery.
Okay.
I met with the surgeon yesterday, wonderful Dr. Herbst up at Central Indiana Orthopedics, put my ankle back together.
Not a sponsor, but could be. Yeah, go ahead.
He's cleared me to continue exercising. I can do everything. I can walk. I can ride the bicycle. And so I'm hoping over the next few weeks, maybe with a little physical therapy, to begin jogging again. So thank you for your question. And I also want to thank everybody who's been wonderfully supportive to me during this, I don't want to say difficult time.
Oh,
because
yeah,
it has been.
It has. No, come on now.
It has. Well, let's just say it's been unfun.
Oh, yeah, I got it. You like running and stuff, too. Now, you've got an Easter gathering, I'm sure, coming up this weekend with family. Will there be any sort of competitive athletic or non-athletic event that might injure you again?
No, actually, family won't be here. My wife will be spending time with our daughter and two of our grandsons who are out in California. Okay. And the rest of my kids are spread around the country and actually spread around the world. So we'll be celebrating probably on a Zoom call.
Oh, will you be going to the eSports lab and playing video games, or what are you going to do? I mean, I feel bad.
No, I'm not a video game guy. So hopefully you'll get a better weather report than the one you gave just before our conversation.
Hey,
I'd like to be outside and enjoy some spring weather.
I'm in publicity. I am not in promotion. I mean, somebody else does the weather. I just read the words. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you do a great job of it.
You're a fine sir and an outstanding representative of our world that we live in here in little old Muncie, Indiana. Thank you, President Mearns. Always a great pleasure.
You're welcome, Steve, and happy Easter to everyone who's listening and celebrating.
All right, thanks very much, President Jeffrey Mearns, Ball State University. Boy, we went long. We had a lot to cover with him. What did he say about the robot pizza? I'm replaying that in my head. Has he yet had the robot pizza machine? I don't think he has. Well, we got to add that to the list the next time we talk to him. Let us take a break and be right back. Victoria Spartz is booked bottom of hour live this morning on WMUN.